I really love my team and I don't want to tell them that they're doing a bad job. The impact that AI has on your salon will be around the change in decision speed. It's going to help you to diagnose profit leaks. It's going to help you to review team performance probably 100 times faster. They can generate consultation scripts. They can generate rebooking scripts. They can build content. They can improve their own client consultation. They can do all of that now. They can even ask AI how to negotiate their pay.
Hey, salon CEOs, welcome back to the podcast. Now, in the salon industry, AI isn't about robots cutting hair or doing beauty treatments. It's about speed, clarity, and precision, like making you superhuman and using it as a CEO tool to quietly amplify your strengths and get you ahead of your competition or even expose the cracks in your business so you can do something about it. Because over the next 3 years, salons that will win won't just be the most creative ones anymore. They'll be the ones who are most decisive and most organized. And in this podcast episode, Joel's going to break down the five shifts AI is about to create inside of your salons, from decision-making to speed to hyper-personalization, client experiences, and the brutal truth about admin disappearing. Can I say hallelujah about that? If you have ever been a little bit messy behind the scenes, if your numbers are delayed and you don't really know what they're telling you, if you know you're capable of more but you're still stuck in the operator mode, and if you want to know how to use AI and you didn't realize that you could do that in your salon, this conversation will challenge you in the best possible way. Enjoy.
Hey, salon owner, and welcome to the podcast. My name is Joel, and I want to talk about AI. I want to talk about AI because I feel like we're all using it. We all know about it to some extent, yet no one's really talking about it in the way in which it's going to impact salons. And I want to have that conversation with you today. And I don't want to talk about it through the lens of worry, concern, and fear, but rather through the lens of curiosity and what it will mean for you operationally in your salon business. So let me start off by saying AI is coming. It's here. It's going to get a larger share of people's attention worldwide. And I want to talk to you about how to win. I think that's an important conversation. How do I win in a world that I've never been in before, Joel? And I think to start off with, like, my personal belief is that AI isn't going to replace great salon owners, but I do think it will expose the disorganized ones. And over the next 3 years, we're not looking at AI and robots replacing stylists and therapists with skin consultations and actually doing the cuts. I don't think we're there at all. I do think, though, that the impact that AI has on your salon will be around the change in decision speed, the transparency in which you operate with, the team expectations, and the client experience. We get to work with hundreds of salon owners and their teams. We get to work at a CEO level. And so today I want to talk to you not just about theory, but around some real operational impact, what you can expect, at least directionally. Maybe the level of accuracy that I'm able to provide today is not exactly how it's going to end up, but maybe it opens some curiosity, some doors, some possibility so that you're more aware going forward. So let's talk about the first one. The first one is what we'd call the speed of decision making. And what we believe is that that's going to absolutely 10x. So AI is going to dramatically reduce the time it takes you to analyze financial performance. You'd expect that, right? It's going to dramatically reduce the time it takes you to forecast and understand the wage spend going on in your business. It's going to help you to diagnose profit leaks. It's going to help you to review team performance probably 100 times faster than you've been able to do historically. It's going to be able to build out meeting agendas and create systems like that. We're actually just about to run our Salon Owners Collective intensive next week. And it's all about the freedom framework. Systems will set you free. And we're going to be teaching our salon owners exactly how they build out their systems in their business using Jemima, our purpose-built AI that has received the information of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of salon owners and all of our expertise, and is able to produce systems literally in 10 seconds for not only the owner, but also for a team as well. So let me be really, really clear that the salons that win won't be the most creative. It's not like that anymore. It will be the ones that can make decisions fastest. And why this matters is because typically what we do is we wait till the end of the month to look back and understand performance. And then we make reactive wage decisions. And we've got this guess, you know, I think this is the right thing, but like this is how we're operating at the moment. And sometimes it can feel like things are really, really tight, but you actually don't know. And so what AI will do is it will collapse the delay between what you think is going to happen in your business and what is actually happening real time. And so what we're talking about here is that speed is far more important than perfection. The leaders out there that are willing to test and iterate, whether it's marketing or the way in which they run team meetings or hold workshops for their team, the leaders that can review their numbers weekly, the leaders who operate and live on dashboards that give them real-time data, those are the CEOs that are really going to win as we move forward. And so no longer is the best salon owner one that's a good operator, but it's the one that can in real time be the CEO. And so we're talking about live wage transparency. So many of you won't know this, but inside of My Salon CEO, the app that our Salon Mastery clients get to use and experience every single day, there is transparency inside there for every single team member to see exactly where they're at and what it's going to take for them to go up another wage tier, to unlock higher commissions, all of it. And it's all happening right now live. Like you don't even have to wait for that. But many of you out there don't have that. And so in many ways, we're already doing what is coming for many of you. You know, there's going to be like, we talk about the five margins. These are the five margins that you need to be aware of in real time that are super important to make good decisions. Now, what if you don't know what those five margins are? Well, what if you do know what those five margins are, but it takes you 2 weeks of admin and working through things and sending emails to your accountant to find out what they are? You're just literally not seconds, minutes, and days. You're weeks behind the salon CEO that can literally open up their CEO dash and see exactly how their business is doing. So AI without the data is actually quite useless. But when you've got the data, when you've got the AI producing the data, then it actually becomes really, really powerful. And then you're able to make decisions quick. Can I hire? Absolutely. I know I can. Do I need to let this person go? Absolutely. I can see the performance. It hasn't improved. We've done 15 iterations of how it could be better. It's not working anymore. So that sense of speed is really, really important. And I think, you know, ultimately the salons that have clean dashboards, really clear wage structures, and disciplined meetings will plug AI into their business and they'll fuel their businesses to operate at a speed that will exponentially move them into the top 1%. and everyone else will be trying to figure out what on earth just happened. So that's the first one, is that we're going to see the top salon CEOs and businesses will become really fast at making decisions. The second thing that's going to happen is that team expectations are going to change. Your staff, your team members, because they're already using AI, right? They've got Claude downloaded, they've got Grok or ChatGPT or Gemini, and they're already having like long conversations with that AI. And believe it or not, they are actually able to generate the scripts that you think is the secret source knowledge that you've got. They can generate scripts. They can generate consultation scripts. They can generate rebooking scripts. They can build content. They can improve their own client consultation. They can do all of that now. They can even ask AI how to negotiate their pay, for example. And so you as the salon CEO will no longer be the only source of knowledge. Said another way, your leadership authority will no longer come from, I know more than you, I have the knowledge. But what it will come from, and this is the part that I really want you to pay attention to, if it's not going to come from knowledge, then what could it come from? How do I lead my people in a way that has them wanting to stay in my team, respecting me? It's going to come from, you can think better. See, what AI does to information is it makes it almost worth nothing. But the real CEO move is being able to strategically think in a way that technical knowledge can't impact the salon or the team. So the way in which you're thinking, the way in which you're making decisions, that's going to hold you in an incredible position. And so if I was sharing some advice around this, it would be like, you know, you want to lead conversations around AI quite openly. I think that's it's a good thing to do in the gaps that you have or when you're connecting with your team. I also think that you yourself as the salon CEO need to upgrade your own thinking speed. Yeah. And last but certainly not least is you've got to ask better questions than your team. Okay. And we talk about this a lot inside of our program, is that good leaders ask great questions, and that has not changed. That's only going to get amplified as AI becomes a bigger part of our world. And so when you think about the workshops that we run for our owners, the structured leadership frameworks that we give them, the squads that they are in. So if you are a part of our world, you'll typically be in a squad with anywhere from 4 to 12 other salon owners. And those squads, what they do is they allow owners to share their problems with a small group of people in a way that allows the others to support them. And it's a beautiful thing. It's an incredible thing. But the key thing that I really want to help you to understand is that the way that you become a better thinker than your team members, because remember, they've got all the information that you once had that took you 30 years to figure out, or 5 years or whatever it is. They've got that information now in the palm of their hands with their phone, but they don't have access to the workshops, the leadership frameworks, the squad conversations that you would be having inside of something like Salon Mastery. The developmental pathways that you create for your team members, they can't get that, right? And so we want to help salon owners to become thinkers, not doers. So yeah, ultimately, we don't think that AI will replace stylists or therapists, but it will replace leaders who don't evolve, yeah? And so that second one is really about team expectations. They will change. And your job is to become a strategic thinker, to ask great questions, and to be surrounded by other salon CEOs that are just playing this game of business at the highest level. Okay, let's talk about number three. So the client experience, right? So the client experience, that's going to become hyper-personalized. That's probably not new news to you. And I think within the next 3 years, what we're going to see is that AI-driven booking systems will suggest services automatically, whatever you're using front end to run your business. Like those businesses that you use to run the front end of your business, they're going to get so much better. They're going to get exponentially better, and it's going to be great. And I think if you've got a great relationship with your software provider, it's great. It's fantastic. You're going to be on the receiving end of some amazing things. So bookings are going to become automatic. Marketing will personalize to buying behavior. Follow-ups will become automated and super intelligent. Price optimization will become more precise. And then last but certainly not least is client retention will become predictive, and the campaigns that drive them will become predictive as well. And so the average salon owner will look like an amateur if they're not using AI and they're just, you know, sending out a generic text. Hey, we haven't heard from you in a while. Get in touch. Like, that's just not going to cut through the same way that someone that's leveraged with a front-end booking software that's AI influenced and that's got some really precise retention campaigns built into it. And the reason that I share all of that is because ultimately retention is profit. Like, if you keep all of your people, if they stop leaving, like, you're going to be more profitable. And so AI improves retention dramatically when it's integrated well. But if your business is messy and chaotic and disorganized, there's going to be a real challenge. Like, you need your pricing structure to be clean. You need your service menu to be defined. And you need your data to be organized. Now, I know that so many of you out there, like, Joel, I'm a creative, I'm a stylist, I'm a skin consultant. This is my passion, this is my expertise, and that's awesome and that's great. But don't let it stop you from seeing what's actually going on, which is AI is going to amplify those with really clean, clear data and really clean, clear service menus, full stop. And so what we need to do as CEOs is actually commit to becoming data literate. Now, we make this as simple as possible. Like I talked about earlier, there's something called the CEO Dash. It's got 5 margins in it. We have our owners update their numbers. It takes like 7 minutes. It gives them real-time data about what's going on in their business, not the accounting report that takes forever and you don't know if the money that landed on the 30th of January actually got captured in February. There's none of that messiness that can occur with front-end booking software or delayed lag accounting software. You need a CEO Dash that's giving you real-time data. So you need to become data literate. But you don't need to code. You don't need to be somehow way better than you are at maths. This is not that at all. What you do need to understand, though, is what is your conversion rate of people that come in? Like, do they come back, right? Do they come back after their first visit? What is your rebooking percentage on new clients and on non-new clients? What is the revenue per hour that's happening in your salon? All of this is so easy to find once you are data literate and you're actually tracking these things. And just knowing things like your wage percentage, like, just, you know, out of all the money that we receive, how much is the wages? Like, this is a good number to know. And so if your data is messy, if your numbers are messy, if you're listening to this going, Joel, I am so far behind the eight ball, worry less. There is someone out there that can help you to tidy that up using AI so that you don't have to go away and become someone completely different. I promise you that. But what I will do is I will do a very unapologetic plug of My Salon CEO, the app that our owners use, because they use those to elicit really clear targets that are tied to the different wage tiers. And so what happens is once the team member is aware of that and they can see that, they become self-motivated to perform in a way that allows them to earn more money, which is great. There's really clear financial visibility all the time for the CEO. They can see what's happening, who's performing, how profitable we are, all of the things. And then you have meeting systems built into this app. So let's just say I'm the salon CEO and I want to have a meeting with my apprentice or my senior therapist or whatever it may be. We can set up the meeting in the app. They get a notification. We can have an agenda. We can capture all the things. Let's just say at the end of that, we've discussed and decided that there's some irregular or low performance happening. We can then attach a system or a workshop or an upskilling video that is a part of the app to help them plug that gap. And now all of a sudden, if you've ever been like, not really that into hard conversations or, you know, I really love my team and I don't want to tell them that they're doing a bad job, you've actually got this third party now, this app that is curating and making the hard conversation easier, because performance shouldn't be about you and the stylist or therapist. It should always be about the objective performance that is their role. And the app and the AI and the data make that so, so clean. So again, I just want to reinforce this, that the future salon isn't more creative. I'm not saying, you know, the best salons aren't hyper creative or you don't get to be creative. I'm just saying that the future salons are more precise. They're really clear about what's happening in real time, and so they can make great decisions. So number one, making fast decisions, the speed of decision making. Number two, team expectations will change. And number three, client experience will become hyper personalized, which is great because you can be a part of that. Number four, and then I think we really got to wrap this short podcast up. And number four is admin roles will shrink. And with that goes leadership roles will expand. So, you know, like in the past, you've like had to like draft some policies and then you might go away and come back to it and you might finish one, but not all of them are done. And you might get some out there to the team and some don't get out there and some of them are in your head. And then you're like, oh, I need to write a job ad. Yeah, I've got an opening, so I need to write a job ad. Where was that? It's in a Google Drive somewhere. No, I read it down. No, Word. No, where did I put that? Actually, I found it. There it is. It's over there. Or maybe you want to build an SOP. This is how we do a world-class consultation. This is how we open and close the salon. I know. I need some training documents. Yes, I need to create a training document so that my trainer can train the apprentices. Yeah, I need to do that. I need a structure for my meeting with my manager. And now I need one for just general one-on-one. And now I need one for the annual performance review. Oh, hang on. Where is that? I can't find that.
Hey, I just wanted to quickly interrupt you and say, hey, a quick thank you. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you're loving this episode. But let me ask you, have you ever felt like you reached the top of the mountain only to realize there's another even bigger peak ahead? So if you have hit the $1 million revenue mark already, but suddenly the strategies that got you here aren't really working anymore, growth has slowed, you're making bigger decisions, managing a larger team, and the weight of it all, well, it's a lot. It's exactly why I created the Salon Mastery Boardroom, and it's an exclusive place designed especially for salon CEOs like you, where you've gained a high level of achievement already. In the boardroom, we discuss high-level strategies, leadership insights, business model shifts, and things that we need to reach the next big milestone. Sometimes you just need a new milestone. Inside of Boardroom, you'll also be surrounded by powerhouse women and men, a powerhouse of community, and other $1 million-plus salon owners sharing insights, challenges, breakthroughs, because scaling to multi-million dollars, well, you shouldn't have to do it alone. So, if you're ready to take your salon and your leadership to the next level, let's talk. I'd love to invite you to a complimentary $1 million strategy call. We'll map out your next steps, explore how Boardroom can support your journey. All you need to do is click now. I've put it in the show notes of this episode. Let's talk about your business and see if we're the right people to help you with your next step. All right, well, that's enough for me. And let's get back to the episode.
All of that is called admin. And that's going to go. Like that is not going to be there. It's going to like just drop like off the face of the earth. You just won't have to do that anymore. But I tell you what, as admin drops, leadership demand rises. And I think if I could just be like really, really honest right now, I think that many of us in our role as CEO, we actually hide in the admin. And AI is going to remove that excuse. No longer will we have that excuse. Oh, I've got to go and write the job ad. I've got to go and find the training. I've got to go write the training. And so the question for us becomes, if AI does the admin for me, Joel, what do I do? What do I do? And this is where the shift from salon operator to salon CEO absolutely occurs. This is why people come to Bali. This is why they came to Fiji last year, because the identity shift out of operator, hands-on, running the stuff, running the day, running the salon, to visionary leader, salon CEO, top 1%, like it's a shift. And where you'll spend your time, or the top 1% of salon CEOs will spend their time, is on culture, is on strategy, is on performance conversations, is on growth planning. Like if out of all the salons that there are, if many of them are going to wrap up because baby boomers are a little bit over it now, and maybe also like they just can't get their head around how do I integrate my thinking and my business into AI, where do all those clients go? They're going to go somewhere. And so how are you, the savvy salon CEO, going to deal with an influx of clients that want their hair or skin looked after, maintained, elevated, transformed? How are you going to deal with that growth? This is going to be your job. And then, of course, innovation, you know, how you do things, how you run things, what you do, how you do it. So it's not going to be formatting documents. It's not going to be finding documents. It's not going to be writing out policies from scratch. No way. And it's certainly not going to be building spreadsheets. Please, no, never again. AI is removing the admin work, the busy work, the stuff that keeps us busy, which means you finally see whether you're actually leading or just organizing. I know that's hard to hear. I know that's hard to hear, but this is the territory that we're about to find ourselves in. Okay, number five, and then I'll let you go and enjoy the rest of your day, I promise. The fifth shift that I want to share with you is that the competitive gap will widen dramatically. And we talk about this every single intensive at Salon Owners Collective, is the gap is widening. And so what you'll see is the top 1% of salons they'll adopt AI early. And if you're listening to this, you're already on that train, right? Like you've adopted it. Maybe you've downloaded two or three apps. Maybe you're using it already to make your system slicker and better. The top 1% are going to go a step further than that. They're going to run cleaner financials. They're going to make faster decisions. They're going to train their teams way better than they've ever done before, let alone the other 99% of salons out there. They're going to personalize marketing, and they're going to optimize wages for their people. Like this is the punchline, right? Is like all of a sudden, as the influx comes into the top 1% of salons and there's all this growth, wages will go up. And all of a sudden, once again, as it did in the past, it will become revered to be a stylist or a therapist. It'll be like, how? You guys earn so much money. And they deserve it, right? Because the salon CEO has been able to optimize through all of that which we've talked about. The bottom 99% will, of course, ignore it for as long as possible, right? They'll fear it, bless them, and maybe dabble in it a little bit, you know, like I need a recipe for dinner tonight. What have you got? Like that's dabbling, right? That's not using it to its full potential. And so I think AI, it compounds the advantage that you probably already have. If you're already standing out as one of the best in your area, then the utilization of AI is going to compound that advantage in your favor. And I think the disciplined business owner, salon CEO, you accelerate, and the undisciplined owner that's, you know, numbers are everywhere and it's pretty chaotic and still got that belief like, oh, I don't like numbers, Joel. Like, it's really going to fracture any kind of growth for you in the future. And so I think the decision here for all of us is like, do I choose to be messy and chaotic, or do I choose to be a structured business with clean data? Like, I think that's a really important question that we all need to ask ourselves, because AI will certainly reward clean numbers, clear KPIs, transparent wages, like great meeting cadence. Like, I know so many owners, I talk to them on the daily, both in our programs and outside of our programs. And it's just like, oh yeah, I actually haven't done a performance review, and I can't even remember. We do one-on-ones, but it's mostly just a personal catch-up. It's like, that's that disorganized, stuck in the admin, stuck in the, 2018 version of our world where everything was hands-on. We've got AI now, and everything from your numbers, KPIs, wages, your meeting cadence, all the way through to your growth dashboards that tell you how your business is doing, this is status quo now for the top 1%. And then that is exactly what a structured ecosystem like Salon Owners Collective and My Salon CEO provides for our salon CEOs. And so I think as we start to wrap this podcast up, I just want to be really clear that the way in which we see AI in business, in salons, in your team, in this part of the industry, is it's going to be great. And what it won't do, though, is it won't fix broken salons. It won't fix poor leadership, bad partnerships, trust that doesn't exist between staff members. But for those of us out there that have got something going pretty good, like you're already like a decent leader, I think scale is exactly what's possible for you as we dive deeper into 2026. And so the next 3 years is most certainly not about robots cutting hair or consulting skin. It's about clarity. It really is. The next 3 years is about clarity. And it's about clarity in numbers. It's about clarity in your leadership. And it's about clarity in the systems that you need to be using to drive your business forward. We think that AI will reward the salon CEO who is organized, who is decisive, and has a growth mindset. And so if you're serious, if you like, committed, excited, inspired about being a salon CEO, we've actually already built the infrastructure that makes AI work for you instead of against you. And with all of that being said, if any of what I've shared today has been curious for you, or has left you with more questions, then please don't hesitate to reach out, send us a message, ask us a question, or jump on a strategy call with Larissa. She'd be more than happy to answer your questions and talk to you more about how we help our salon CEOs to scale their businesses using AI.
So that's a wrap. Thank you, Joel. Now tell me, are you excited about how to start using AI in your salon? Because in the hands of a structured, focused, growth-orientated CEO, it becomes like an accelerator to you reaching $1 million in revenue, which means that freedom, profit are close at hand. But AI will not fix a broken leadership system, and it won't clean up messy numbers, and it's not going to fix your business on your own, and it won't magically turn you into a decisive CEO. So if you want clean data, clear KPIs, transparent wages, strong leadership systems, and a team that performs without you micromanaging, then it's time to stop winging it, making shit up all the time, start leading. This is my invitation to join Salon Mastery, or watch this space for my Salon CEO. Because inside, you'll build good infrastructure, clear dashboards, meeting cadences, wage frameworks, and CEO thinking that will utilize AI and work for you instead of against you. Faster, easier, more quickly. The future belongs to those that are organized, decisive CEOs who harness AI, and my Salon CEO is going to do exactly that. So go and apply for Salon Mastery or jump on the wait list for my Salon CEO and let's dive in and sort your salon systems once and for all, because we want more salons in this industry to be million-dollar businesses. All right, I'm going to leave a link to all of the above in the show notes of this episode. But to be honest, you know, like that link is everywhere. It's in the Instagram bio. It's on our website. It's in the Facebook group. It's like, if you can't find it, just DM me. And otherwise, thanks for joining us once again. Ciao for now.